eyes will be opened as we hold on to the message of Jesus Christ. We'll nourish you. We'll be able to know your voice. We'll be able to distinguish your voice from other voices. We'll be able to know your character. We'll be able to know your nature. Thank you for the message of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your precious written word. I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And I want to pray for the people. All of you, maybe it's healing. I don't know. I'm still believing, God, that the things you have tried to get in the natural way, you have tried everything. You are getting them in the supernatural way. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. And whatever was difficult in the past has become easier for you. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. May the hand of God bring it into your life. May the hand of God remove that sickness from you. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I proclaim that you are blessed in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please, you can call me if you want a discussion or you want prayers. You can call me on the following numbers: 0977 69 44 14. The other one is 0967 69 44 14. 0967 69 44 14. I love you so much. God bless. Continue walking in dominion. See you next week at the same time. Thank you.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. The workshop praises government policies. Tonse Alliance condemns handling of former President Lungu's remains. In international news, key suspect in notorious Tadamon massacre during Syria civil war arrested. And in sports, Zesco United held to 1-1 draw by NAPSA Stars in rescheduled week 25 fixture. And now the news in detail. The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has expressed concern over Bill 46 currently under consideration in Parliament, warning that its message in its current form could have far-reaching implications for Zambia's democracy. The organization cautions that the proposed legislation would effectively abolish parliamentary immunity, exposing members of Parliament to the risk of losing their seats or facing imprisonment for alleged misconduct within the House. IPAC has since urged that such a move will make Zambia the first country to take this step, raising serious constitutional and governance concerns. Speaking on behalf of the institution, Solomon Ngoma emphasizes that the parliamentary immunity remains a cornerstone of democratic governance as it allows lawmakers to debate freely and hold the executive accountable without fear of retaliation.
Furthermore, we urge the executive through the Attorney General to avoid any appearance of interference in parliamentary business. Parliament must be allowed to operate independently, free from executive influence, in order to preserve the principle separation of powers, the blueprint of any functioning democracy. Any attempt to control the affairs of the National Assembly undermines this principle and threatens Zambia's democratic values. We appeal to lawmakers from both the ruling party and the opposition to reject Bill 46 in its current form. IPAC calls on MPs to uphold democratic traditions and resist borrowing laws that could erode fundamental freedoms. Debates in the National Assemblies worldwide are protected by full immunity, and Zambia must not set a precedent that weakens the universal safeguard.
The Department of Immigration has intensified enforcement operations in Northern Province, leading to the apprehension and conviction of several prohibited immigrants alongside the arrest of a Burundian national found with suspected fraudulent identity documents. Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says the operations form part of ongoing efforts to strengthen border control and curb illegal entry into Zambia. Nshinka says the Kasama Magistrate Court convicted 25 prohibited immigrants who were apprehended on 27 February during an intelligence-led operation conducted jointly with the Zambia police. The group comprising Ethiopian, Pakistan and Bangladesh nationals was discovered after a bus transporting them abandoned passengers in a bush area.
During the same operation, officers impounded a Tanzanian registered motor vehicle, registration number T314DDY, believed to have been used to transport the Ethiopian nationals from Tanzania into Zambia. The driver abandoned the vehicle and fled after being intercepted while attempting to return to Tanzania. Meanwhile, in Kasama, immigration officers apprehended a 34-year-old Burundian national, Daizami Alexis, during a routine of immigration inspection aboard a train at Chambeshi railway station. The suspect was found in possession of an expired Burundian emergency travel document, rendering his stay in Zambia unlawful. Further investigations revealed that the suspect was allegedly using a national registration card bearing number 67204254/1 under the name Alex Banda. Verification by the National Registration, Passport and Citizenship Office confirmed that NRC number did not exist in official records and is therefore now void. The Burundian national is currently detained at Milima Correctional Facility pending prosecution.
Member of Parliament for Chifuwo Constituency, Lloyd Luwosha, has commended the policies implemented by President Hage Ndehichilema, stating that they have significantly boosted public confidence and strengthened trust in the government. He notes that the administration's policy direction has contributed to improved governance and left the opposition struggling to effectively challenge its achievements. Luwosha points to the introduction of free education as a major milestone, explaining that the policy was initially met with skepticism when it was proposed.
3-4 years ago, they were getting 400. Today, they are getting about 800 to 1,200. This in itself builds confidence in the people of Zambia on the type of governance President Hakainde Hichilema has put up, because he's taking care of the poor, marginalized, and the needy in the country. Previously, it was a government of the rich and the highly connected, but today we have changed the approach and tactic that we need to look after the marginalized, the poor, and the looked down in the community. And this is a tactical approach that has created and built confidence amongst the people across the country to have trust in President Hakainde Hichilema's government.
Now, Copperbelt Youth Information and Publicity Secretary for the Tonse Alliance, Humphrey Kawe, has criticized the handling of the funeral arrangements of the late former President Edgar Chagwalungu, alleging disrespect towards the family and irregularities in the management of his remains. Kawe claims that the situation has caused distress to the widow, Mama Esther Lungu, and the family, calling for a more dignified and respectful approach in line with national values and cultural traditions. Kawe further alleges that the government has mishandled the process, including claims that the body was taken from the morgue for a private postmortem without the consent of the immediate family. He describes the conduct as unacceptable and has since urged authorities to prioritize compassion, dignity and respect for the bereaved family during this period of mourning.
The manner in which you have handled the funeral for the late former President Edgar Chagwalungu is shameful, and you don't deserve to continue leading this country. Lastly, we call upon the Zambian people to stand up and defend our country from this mediocre leadership before our country or our nation is isolated from the international community due to this inhuman behavior by the UPND government. Let's pray for Mama